Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch, where if you touch my life, you will get a fresh touch. I am your host and author, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am a practicing believer who practice living the Word of God. I practice the God habit so that I don't have to worry about bad habits. I carry out my divinely appointed position as a customer service agent for Jesus, servicing the souls of people that I meet as I live my journey of purpose. Every one of us have a journey. Every one of us have a purpose. What is your purpose on today? All of our purpose. God made every one of us to do His will. He has put that in us. And so all of us have a purpose on today. Well, I thank you for tuning in on today with us. And we are live and in living color. That's the way that I like to say it. And so we have a real good show for you today. And we're going to be talking with Nakisha Harris, who is performing in a play here in Austin called Name Dropping. So we're going to be talking to her today and find out about this play and the others that are playing in this play, and just find out what's going on in her life since this is her second play. So we want to know all about it, right? So before we get started on our topic and with Nakisha, we do want to have a word of prayer, and we want you to come and go with us. So bring your minds in and let's talk to the Lord for a few minutes. Let's talk to Him about the good things that He has already done, that He's about to do, and that we're believing that He is going to do for us. So whatever that problem, that situation is, and you need God to come on and step in and be with you, because He said if we would acknowledge Him in all of our ways and doings, that He would direct us. So we want God to direct us in the broadcast, in our lives, and everything that we do. We want Him directing. We want Him leading out in everything that we do. So come on and go with me, and let's praise and magnify Him for a few minutes. Most gracious Father, on today, we sure do thank you, Lord, and we magnify you for all things, God. For you are great and you're worthy, Lord, of every one of our praises. And Father, we give them to you on today in the name of Jesus. We come asking, God, that you would forgive us if we have displeased you, God, in any way, Lord. And we thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus, for you are great, Lord, and we thank you for that, God. Father, we ask that you would go into the homes of your people today. Touch right now, God. Go in the nursing homes, God. Touch, heal, set free, and deliver, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it right now, God. We thank you for giving us faith, oh God. Faith to believe, God, to step out of ourselves, oh God, and step into faith, believing that you will do what you said you would do, God. Now I touch and agree, Lord, with my sisters and with my brothers, God, for their encouragement on today, God, for that healing, for that deliverance, for to be set free, God. And whatever that situation is that's in their lives, God, and they need you, God, can't do it by themselves, God, in the name of Jesus. So I touch and agree for that for them today, God, in your most holy name, God. And we thank you and we bless your name, God. We ask that you would look on the bereaved families everywhere, God, that you would encourage their hearts. You are the only one, God, that know how to encourage a heart. And we thank you for it now, God. Now, Father, we ask that your continued blessings as we go through this day, God, as we go through the broadcast, God, with Nakisha, God, we ask that you would bless her, continue to bless her in her doings, just help her to continue to recognize and keep you first, and she can go, there's no place that she can't go, and we just thank you for that, Lord. Now, we ask all of these blessings in your name today, God. We ask that you would bless our leaders, God. Bless in the service that's going on, the convocation, Lord. Our bishops, our mothers, the saints that are traveling, God. We ask your blessings for them, God. And we thank you for it right now, God. And you said, Lord, that if we would acknowledge you in all of our ways and doings, that you would direct us. And we thank you for it right now, God. Because we find nobody like you. In Jesus' name we pray on today. Thank you, Lord. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. And amen. We magnify God on today. We thank him for prayer. We thank God for who he is and the things that he's doing for us in our lives. We magnify God. And we thank him so much. Now, prayer is always in order. And we like to pray with you or pray for you if you have a prayer request. And you can go to my website at www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave your prayer request right there. Now, if you can leave it there, but we also have another way that you can leave your prayer request. You can go and you can get the app for All Nation Christian Center, and you can go there and also leave your prayer request there. All right, look like our guest is on board with us. Good afternoon, Nakisha.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you? Can you hear me good?
I am fabulous. How about you?
I'm as fabulous as you are. I'm wonderful.
All right. Well, I'm just giving some information out, and so we're going to get right into talking about you and your plays.
Okay.
Just give me a minute here. And so if you have a prayer request that you would like to send in, you can send it to my website, or you can download the app for All Nations, and you can leave your prayer request there also. Now,
okay.
If you would like to be a guest, not you, Nakisha.
Okay. Oh, okay,
but
okay. Sorry.
Also. And if you would like to be a guest on my show, you can go to my email address and you can email me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. And if you need a motivational encourager to come to your event, you can also use that same email address and email me here. Or you can, if you have a testimony that you would like to share, you can call in at 347-850-8928. And today we have Nakisha with us. So if you would love to call in and ask her a question, you can do that. We are live and in living color for the next 17 minutes right here on Blog Talk Radio. All right, Nakisha, let's get into it.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. So you want to tell us a little bit first, tell us a little bit about you?
Sure. I'm a native of Chicago, Illinois, born and raised there, living in Austin, Texas at the current time. And I've been an educator now for 12 years, elementary, middle, and high school, doing principalships and administration. One cool thing about me a lot of people don't know is that I like horseback riding. That's like one of the favorite things for me to do. So I love horseback riding, have a pretty huge family, loving family. And so, you know, I'm just like one of those on the go kind of, you know, got to make things happen type of person.
All right. I like that. So how did you get into acting from a school administrator? How did you get that? How did you transition?
Well, I've always wanted to be an actress all my life, and so my favorite movie is Pretty Woman, and so I like Julia Roberts, and so I always wanted to be an actress. I felt like I was an actress, and some of the things I did, I just did it. So there was an opportunity. I just seen one of my actual sorority sisters. I'm a part of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. So one of my sorority sisters, she was acting in the play, and I went to see it, and she was acting in the play called The Pink Elephant in the Middle of the Ghetto. I went to see it. They held a casting call in Round Rock, Texas, and at the YMCA, and from there, I went to the casting call. I got a role, and I played three roles in there, and from there, I got hired or did a casting call for the Name Dropping, and so now I'll be a part of Name Dropping. And I think it's a couple of other more productions coming up, and so I'll be a part of that.
All right. Well,
so
like
I mean, like, I'm just going and trying to move in, and maybe administration may not be in the future, just an actress, a full-time actress.
All right. Well, you know, with one of the scriptures that I put here today is Philippians 4:13, that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So it looks like you believe that.
Amen. I do believe that.
All right. And then Proverbs 23:7 says, so a man thinketh, so is he.
So is he.
So. So is he. So you're a local artist here in Austin, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so you said that so far you've done two plays?
I've done one play, which is The Pink Elephant in the Middle of the Ghetto, and we run that twice. The next one for that one will be in Houston, Texas, and so we're going to do that. So then Name Dropping will be like my, I think, fourth, you know, play to actually be acting in locally.
Oh, okay. So what is Name Dropping about? Since that's the play that you'll be playing in this time, Name Dropping, what is it about?
This play is written by Frank Corey Shields. He's a award-winning filmmaker, actor, and director, writer, producer, and a playwright out of Houston, Texas. And what Name Dropping is, it examines the concept of racial labeling. It's a practice initiated by Europeans after the slave trade to classify and ostracize African descent forcibly relocated to America. So basically, we have five characters. It'll be myself as African American. We have colored. We have black. We also have Negro, and then the N-word. And so what we talk about, and we actually do a representation and a monologue of that particular background, how people name drop and who do we identify ourselves with at this particular time. Just kind of like how things are going on now with the killings of Trayvon Martin, Michael Brown, and everything that's just been happening now. This kind of play is like the epitome of what's going on.
No, okay.
It's like, how do you self, right, it's a person, like, how do you self-identify yourself?
Okay. Sounds interesting. So
mm-hmm.
people really should come out and check it out.
Yeah,
and
I really encourage, it'll be at the LBJ Performing Theater. It's pretty much LBJ High School, and it's the theater there. So we'll be performing that play. And I think they're calling it the Dawn. I think they changed the name of it, but I know how to get there by putting in LBJ High School, and it's the Performing Arts Theater there.
Okay. So people can just put that into their little system,
yes.
a navigational system, and it'll just take them right there.
Yes.
Okay. So how many actors and actresses are in this play?
There's four guys, and then there's one female, and so I'll be the only acting female.
Oh, okay. Okay, so, four against one, huh?
I have a pretty powerful role, so.
Yeah. So you said that there will be other plays. Do you have any names of those plays as of yet, or that's just it's coming up?
I don't have all the names. I know that they're doing a casting call as we speak, and it's going to be held off of 290, I think, with Diakonos Ministries, because this play is in, it's like a fundraiser for Diakonos Ministries. So they, you know, have partnered with the director and the producer of this play to bring more plays. And so they're doing a casting call for, it's called As I Am. And it's,
okay.
I think, with women, and we're talking about women of all colors, shapes, sizes, and so we're talking about, you know, basically our everyday living in life. So that's,
okay.
There's a casting call for that play. So I think
okay.
there should be several plays coming up.
Mm. So if people wanted to find out about how they can get involved and in these plays, is there a number or mail or some way that they'll be able to get in touch with the person that they would need to?
Right now, there is no direct number that I'm aware of, but I don't mind giving out my acting number, and then people can call or send a text, and then whatever questions they have, I can direct them to the director or the producer, and then see if maybe they can send out other information for other people to be be a part of it.
Okay, so what is that number?
That number is 512-887-1463. And I'll share it again.
Okay.
512-887-1463.
Okay. Okay. Now, who did you say wrote the play, and do you know encouraged him? I think you said it was a him. To write this
play. I really don't know exactly what encouraged him to write it. Actually, my first time meeting, his name is Frank Corey Shields, and they say he's an award-winning filmmaker out of Houston, Texas, and they say he was known for the Street Tales of Terry in 2004, and then he's done the play Parolin in 2006, and then Insured, I believe, in 2010. Don't know exactly what his inspiration was, and my first time meeting him will be on Sunday. He'll actually come out to the play to see it actually live and in color.
Oh, okay. So people that might be interested can also come to the play, maybe get a chance to meet him.
Right, absolutely. So they can come to the play, they can meet them, they'll be able to get a chance to do a a Q&A with myself and the rest of the castmates. And I think it'll be a really good informational, informative play.
Right, okay. You know, it kind of reminds me of Tyler Perry, you know, when he first started.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, going around to the different cities and doing the play. So it kind of reminds me of that. And look where he is today.
Absolutely. You never know. You never know which door is going to be the door.
You never know. But you just have to keep making those steps. If Moses
Absolutely.
Had never stretched out his rod, or Aaron had never stepped into the water, never would have known that it would have parted. So you definitely have to get off the shore and step out, because you never know what door it's going to open. So why,
right.
why Austin for this play?
I think that because Austin is supposed to be the music capital, and they do a lot of filmmaking, and the director and the producer of the play is in Houston, and that's not necessarily the kind of background. They want to promote more in here in Austin, kind of bring more color, bring more things to do. And in Austin, there's a lot of talent, a lot of hidden talent. So from all over. So that's what they believe. They want to be able to bring life to Austin with plays. And since it is a filmmaking and a music area, it'll be a great place to continue to do plays.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Now, this is going to be on, what is that, Sunday, July
yes,
the 31st.
July 31st.
At 4
yes.
p.m. Okay, so people need to know that. Now, is there anything else that you would like people to know about you or about the play or anything?
Just that I'm a Christian. I believe in God, and so that you know, wherever the play takes us, or wherever the play or the doors open, you know, we're open to just being led by that way and being able to touch people's lives in different ways. So I'm a very caring, loving person, individual, and so I'm just wanting everybody to come out, come enjoy the play, come see us, and kind of embrace, you know, the new actors and actresses that are in Austin.
All right. That sounds real good. So where do you think that the plays will go from here? Is there other cities other than Austin, Houston that you are planning to go into, or is it wherever it may lead?
It's wherever it may lead, and then also I think they're trying to get it out in Longview, because not only are we trying to hit the big cities, we want to hit the rural areas that are outside of Austin, outside of Texas, because, you know, our voices and everything needs to be heard. So wherever it may lead, but if we get some other parts of Texas or other people that want to bring the play there, then we're there.
Oh, okay. So it's not just for one race of people, but it's for all people.
It's all for all people. No. Yes, it's for all people, white, black, Asian, whatever. We welcome all just to come in and, you know, and like I said, mostly it's our names, and then it also talks about us as African-Americans, black people, color people, Negroes, you know, those words. That's why it's like people name drop. But do you understand the history behind it, how we identify ourselves in the world today?
Okay. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a really good play. And so people have something to look forward to coming and even getting involved with it. So you want to once again let the people know what this name dropping, where it's going to be, and how they can get in touch, and just go over that again. So maybe they missed it. You first said it, so they'll get it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, name dropping, it'll be Sunday, July 31st. It'll be 4 p.m. I believe the doors open up at 3. It'll be at LBJ Performing Arts Center, or LBJ. If you Google or put it in your navigation, LBJ High School. So we'll be performing in the Performing Arts Center. Tickets right now are $20 in advance, and I believe they go up to $30 or $35 at the door. If they want to purchase tickets online, they can go on Eventbrite. We're on Eventbrite now. Or they can call the number that I gave earlier, which was the 512-887-1463. And I have physical tickets as well.
All right. All right. Well, we're excited about you and you becoming that that up-and-coming star. That up-and-coming star.
Yes.
It's one step at a time, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And so we're excited about that. And we really do thank you for being here with us on the show today to talk about name dropping. And we're hoping and praying that everyone will go out and see Nakisha in her play, Name Dropping. So thank you, Nakisha, for being with us on today. And we pray that you would have a blessed day.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. You have a fabulous
day. Okay,
bye. Bye-bye.
You as well. Bye-bye.
All right. That was Nakisha Harris. And the play again is Name Dropping. Name Dropping. So we want you to support Nakisha. Go out and see her as she perform in this skit. And again, it's going to be at the Performing Arts Theater, LBJ High School, and it starts at 4:00. 4:00 on Sunday afternoon. Sunday afternoon. You know how you'd like to do little things on Sunday afternoon. So this would be a nice little outing for that, for Sunday, coming up Sunday afternoon. And I hope that this will encourage those of you that want to, that your dreams, that you want to do your dreams. You have a dream. So don't be afraid to step out. If Aaron never had stepped out, he never would have known that the water would part by him stepping out. If Moses never had stretched out his rod, he never would have known that it would actually part. So if we never step out on our dreams and dare to believe that we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us, we will never, never know. So Nakisha is a good example of that. Like you said, she don't know she's in education right now, assistant principal. But if she gets into her dream, that may be just that backdrop. Just a backdrop. So be encouraged on today to live your dream, to whatever it is. Don't be afraid to step out. The enemy uses fear to keep us from stepping out, from moving forward. But God has not given us the spirit of fear. So we have to know that so that we can step out. Because I tell you, he will use it against us every time, every time. So don't let him use fear against you and keep you from stepping out. So a man think it. So get that in your mind, what it is that you want to do, you want to be, you want to move forward. Talk to the Lord about it. And he said if we would acknowledge him, he didn't say, he said just acknowledge, let him know what we're doing, what we're going to do, what we want to do. Acknowledge him in all of our ways and our doings. And he said that he would direct us. So if we give it to him and ask him to direct us, he will do just that. And there is no limit in God. He can take us places that we have never dreamed of. On only in Him. So we thank Nakisha for being our special guest on today. Until the next time, Fabulous Fresh Touch saying bye-bye.